Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, May 23rd. A section of Highway 21 in Saugeen First Nation has reopened after a collision this afternoon. Police, firefighters, and paramedics responded to the crash near the B-line. The Saugeen First Nation Fire Department says multiple people were transported to hospital with no life-altering injuries reported. One person has died and another has been transported to a London hospital after a workplace incident in Chepstow. South Bruce OPP say at about 6 this morning, OPP, Bruce County paramedics and Brockton firefighters attended an address along Concession 6 in Greenock for a workplace incident. Police attended the scene and discovered an individual was trapped under a concrete wall. As a result, a 37-year-old resident of Hanover was pronounced dead. Additionally, a 35-year-old resident of Erin Eldersley was injured and transported to a London area trauma center. The Ministry of Labour is investigating. New details emerged about the 2023 death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman during an extradition hearing yesterday in the United Kingdom. Robert Evans is charged with manslaughter in relation to Rahman's death, and two other men, Robert Busby Evans and Barry Evans, are charged with accessory after the fact. According to a CBC report, testimony in Scotland and court filings provided more insight into what police believe happened. Bayshore Broadcasting News has not been able to review the court documents, despite a request to the Scottish Courts and Tribunals Service for access to independently verify them. According to the CBC report, there was a confrontation between Rahman and three men over an unpaid $150 bill. Robert Evans allegedly punched Rahman in the face outside his restaurant, causing him to fall backward. Police found Rahman lying on the ground, seriously injured when they responded to the incident. All three accused are apparently members of an Irish traveler community who were in Owen Sound for a number of days. Another preliminary hearing in the extradition process will be held next month. Huron-Bruce Conservative MP Ben Lobb says he's grateful to once again be named the Shadow Cabinet Minister of Digital Government. He was first assigned to the role by Pierre Poilievre in 2022, and this time the role also comes with an additional portfolio of artificial intelligence. Lobb says the Conservative Party recognizes digital technology and AI can bring value to business and industries and increase efficiencies in government. They want to unlock those abilities while ensuring the privacy and rights of Canadians and protecting jobs. Walks for Alzheimer's will be held in several communities in Bruce and Grey tomorrow. Michelle Fleming with the Alzheimer's Society says there are walks in Owen Sound, Saugeen Shores, Kincardine, Hanover, and Thornbury.
Bring their families and walk together to support the Alzheimer's Society and the families that we serve.
There are an estimated 650,000 Canadians living with dementia. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 25 points to 25,879. The Dow Jones is down 256 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.9 U.S. cents, up 69 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $61.69, up 49 cents a barrel. In sports, Game 2 of the NHL's Western Conference Final goes tonight between Edmonton and Dallas. Dallas leads the series 1-0. That's underway at 8. The 2025 Memorial Cup gets underway this evening with host Rimouski Oceanic taking on WHL champions Medicine Hat Tigers. The OHL champion London Knights start their tournament tomorrow against the Moncton Wildcats. The Blue Jays go for their fourth straight win in the opener of a three-game series in Tampa Bay. Game 2 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Final tonight between Indiana and New York. And lots of local lacrosse this weekend. The Owen Sound Major North Stars open their season tomorrow in Meaford against Coburg, while the Junior B North Stars host Point Edward in Durham tomorrow. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, cloudy tonight, a 60% chance of showers, fog patches, and a low of 6. Cloudy Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, a high of 12. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and a high of 14. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, a high of 19. Right now it's 10 degrees in Tobermory, 9 in Walkerton, and it's 9 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.